Welcome to a delicious hour of culinary conversation with Chef Jamie Gwen. Dish with celebrity chefs, cookbook authors, trendsetters, and food experts, and gain inspirational ideas to feed your soul. You'll learn kitchen wisdom, wine education, and lifestyle tips, and you'll eat and drink like never before. Food and Wine with Chef Jamie Gwen starts now.
A very good Sunday to you, food lovers. Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. Whether you love to cook or love to eat, you are bound to find something you'll love on this show. This is radio's answer to culinary conversation and inspiration. I'm all about the culture of food and living the best life. And here we celebrate food and its ability to feed the soul. You'll also hear me dish on trends and travel, health, the environment, wine, mixology, and more. So I hope that you will continue to tune in every Sunday and stay tuned because it's going to be grilling central all summer long, and I hope to inspire you to get cooking. My goal is to satiate your appetite every Sunday, so we're heating it up in your radio with grand guests and chef's tips that will make your dishes come alive with flavor. And you can always find recipes galore, features, and cooking videos at chefjamie.com. You'll also find my daily dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Chef Jamie Gwen. And of course, you can take your cooking skills to the next level just by staying tuned. A very happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there listening. I'd like to make a shout out to my mom, who was my first and always mentor. My mom, Lana, produced this radio show for many, many years, and she has since moved on to new projects. But I want to wish her a very happy Mother's Day and make sure that she knows that I am so much of who and what I am because of her, and the success of this show is credited to her as well. So I love you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. With that said, it is time for a little bit of culinary intelligence, don't you think? Let's see. You probably have a bottle of this liquid in your pantry right about now. It's a tasty addition to homemade pickles. It's really good in a marinade. It makes a delicious salad dressing. But is it really good for you? Well, this is what you need to know about the apple cider vinegar phenomenon. Yes, you've seen it. I've seen it. Everybody is sipping apple cider vinegar for its health benefits, its weight loss virtues, and more. But is it all hype? At the beginning of this show, I tried to share a tutorial of sorts, a method or a new find that will make you a better cook in your own kitchen, to inform you, to enlighten you. And that's exactly what this is. It is meant to be an enlightenment on apple cider vinegar. Now, many of the benefits you've read about or heard about are actually anecdotal. But there are experts that think that adding a little bit of this tangy vinegar to your life does have a health virtue. And most recently, we've actually seen some studies appear in the news that suggest that vinegar can help avoid blood sugar spikes and, of course, help with weight loss. Well, there isn't much formal research on the topic, but there is one study that found that people who drank apple cider vinegar daily, and by the way, stay tuned on how actually to drink it, they did lose a couple of pounds versus those who did not drink apple cider vinegar, and they both had a similar diet. Now, apple cider vinegar most likely isn't the weight loss magic bullet, but it does appear to help with blood sugar control. The researchers suggest that vinegar may affect certain genes involved in breaking down fat. Thus, they improve digestion. And ultimately, that leads to weight loss. Now, consuming vinegar may also decrease the risk of diabetes and heart disease. So that's good to know, right? If you want to try to reap the benefits of apple cider vinegar, and really any variety for that matter, please make sure you do it right, not only to get the most out of it, but because it can potentially be harmful otherwise. Now, you should always dilute the apple cider vinegar, 1 to 2 tablespoons, depending upon your threshold, in 8 ounces of water. And it is recommended that you drink it right before you eat. You never want to drink the vinegar straight. It is a very potent acid. They say it can ill affect your mouth, your esophagus, and your teeth. And because Vinegar can interact with medications. You always want to talk to your doctor before using it. Now, vinegar is also known to help kill pathogens, including bacteria. And research shows that you can add it to any food and still get a boosting health benefit. So from dressings to deglazing, it is a great flavor addition. And I suggest if you want to add more apple cider vinegar to your diet, that you substitute when you're, or alternate, let's say, when you're using balsamic. They have an equivalent acid level. And so I think it's a wonderful way to essentially get your palate acclimated, I should say. Then, of course, for apple cider vinegar, there are dozens of other wonderful uses. If you don't mind the smell, or maybe you're sensitive to chemicals, lots of people use apple cider vinegar to clean their homes. You mix one part of apple cider vinegar to 9 parts of water, and it cleans just about any surface. And it's easiest if you transfer it to a spray bottle. In fact, that's how we clean our floors at home. Some appliances like coffee makers and et cetera can even be descaled with apple cider vinegar. Pretty good, right? By the way, my husband is laughing right now as he listens to this because I said we clean our floors and I meant he cleans our floors. Yes, I do have a wonderfully domestic hubby. And so with that said, that is the lesson on apple cider vinegar. I would love to know what you use it for and dish with you. So please email me, jamie@chefjamie.com. And in food news this week, oh, this is good. Wait till you hear. Bagels and coffee, synonymous with your morning commute, right? What if, however, you didn't have to juggle both coffee in one hand, bagel in the other, as you cruised down the highway on your way to work every morning? What if you only needed one of those items to get your bagel and caffeine fix? Oh, yes. Einstein Brothers Bagels, with stores across the country, created a new espresso buzz bagel that combines the bold flavors of coffee into a warm, chewy bagel. Now, I have to tell you, that sounds especially delicious to me with a good smear of cream cheese. Oh, I'm in. Each bagel boasts 32 milligrams of caffeine, which is about a third of a cup of coffee, and that should get you all the way to the office in time to pour a second cup. You can find the bagels at participating Einstein Brothers Bagels locations for a limited time, though we're not sure how long they will be available. There is a chance they'll find a permanent home on the menu if they're well received. And if you taste one before me, do let me know how great the buzz, or I should say buzzy bagel is, will you please? Okay, let me tell you what's on your plate coming up, because we do have a full plate on this show every Sunday. Maria Bernardis is stopping by next, and she is waxing poetic as we savor Greek cuisine. Wait till you hear what she makes with halloumi and phyllo and more. Also, you've watched Chef Amy Thielen on the Food Network in her rustic cabin in Minnesota. Well, you're going to hear her culinary story. Her new book, Give a Girl a Knife, has just released, and it is a fabulous read for food lovers. Also, before the end of the hour, you will hear from David Frankel. You know him and his wife Louise from their Green Kitchen blog. And yes, they cook entirely vegetarian, and their dishes are yummy. So stay tuned, because there's lots of fabulous food coming up in your radio. Now, Southern California food lovers, where are you shopping for all of your fabulous food? What if there was a place in your neighborhood where you could find farmers market freshness, more club sizes than a club store, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets? Well, by the way, that place, if you didn't know, is Smart and Final. I am very proud to have Smart and Final as a supporter of this show, and I am proud to shop at Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores, because at Smart and Final, you get it all. You get high-quality foods for family dinners, supplies for weekend parties, like perfect for Mother's Day today. You'll find a beautiful organics section, both grocery and fresh produce. Also, locally sourced products are easily found at Smart and Final, and there's some really cool stuff that you just can't find anywhere else. gourmet ingredients that I love and you'll love. Available and found at Smart and Final. So if you're looking for a better supermarket, you should skip the supermarket and find a Smart and Final store near you for real savings of up to 25% every day. Learn more at smartandfinal.com. And stay tuned, because there is more delicious conversation right after this in your radio. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen. Don't go away. It's time for the Melissa's Produce Pick of the Week, every week from the ordinary to the extraordinary, guaranteeing that the best and freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's. Are you a lentil lover? Oh, so am I. And I love Melissa's steamed lentils. You would never know that these lentils came out of a package because they taste so fresh and they have beautiful deep color. But they're fully cooked and ready to eat in a vacuum-sealed bag. Melissa's steamed lentils are a wonderful source of fiber, protein, and folic acid. They're completely preservative-free, and you can throw them into a salad or into a hearty soup. You can serve them hot or cold, and you will find Melissa's steamed lentils in the produce section of your favorite supermarket. Just look for the Melissa's logo where the eye is the carrot. You'll see it by name. Or order your produce direct to your front door by going to their website at melissas.com. The best, the freshest worldwide produce anywhere comes from Melissa's. Chef Jamie Gwen here. At Hoffi, making delicious is what they do. Family owned for over 85 years, Hoffi is true to its roots and embracing the future, honoring tradition with great flavor and quality. Hoffi Original Recipe Beef Franks are made with the highest quality 100% beef and the family's special spice blend. Whether you need a quick, delicious weekday meal or a hearty feast while watching your favorite teams with friends, Hoffi Premium Beef Franks provide the quality and flavor you need. And don't forget Hoffi Bacon-Wrapped Hot Dogs. They've put together two all-time favorites that will make everyone happy. In fact, at Hoffi, that's just what they do. Hoffi, making delicious, making happy. You can stock up on a variety of Hoffi hot dogs at Smart and Final stores in Southern California and find recipes and ideas for dinner tonight at HoffiBrand.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get the special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4242 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4242. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4242.
Say, what is this?
You know what it is. 97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.97.
Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen, in your radio, sharing culinary intelligence every Sunday. Maria Bernardis is welcoming you into her kitchen, and she has avgolemono on the stove and lamb souvlaki ready for us to feast on. Greek dishes have influenced food cultures for thousands of years. The dishes themselves and the preparations are simple, and as a Greek food lover myself, I think that the tastes are divine. In my Greek family table, Maria Bernardis describes her summers of cooking at her grandmother's elbow on the Greek island of Sara, and she offers a modern take on Greek classics. Maria is the founder of Greekalicious, the first exclusively Greek cooking school, and she is here to dish on her new cookbook release. I'm glad to have you, Maria. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Chef Jamie. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thank you. I love, Maria, that your childhood is so steeped in food memories, as is mine. And I thought if we could kick off our conversation with a definition of the Greek word. Is it charisma?
Charisma, which is absolutely correct, or charisma.
Charisma.
Which is the offering. It also forms the word charismatic, which is also an ancient Greek word. So it's basically an offering of love, an offering of something sacred and spiritual, and that includes food.
And I love that it has a warmth about it, that word. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
I was raised in a Jewish culture, and we have words like that in Yiddish that they just have such meaning. We also know that the Mediterranean diet has a tremendous beauty and massive health benefits. And before we get to the recipes, share some of the foods, if you would, that have the most healing properties. You talk a lot about that in the book.
Absolutely. I thought it was really important to bring all my ancient ancestors back to life. I mean, really, they're all our ancient Greek ancestors because we're all one and connected. Because a lot of science today has proven that what a lot of these ancient Greeks knew that were healing has now been validated. So, for example, in ancient Greece, Hippocrates used to use cinnamon, you know, to reduce blood pressure. And it's now been proven by scientists that, you know, having a little bit of cinnamon can actually help reduce your blood pressure. So I thought it was really important for all of us to start practicing the ancient Greek philosophy of let food be thy medicine and medicine thy food, which was the way that Hippocrates used to help heal people. So what I've aimed to do throughout this book, and at the back we have, you know, sort of a whole glossary section, is to feature many of the ingredients that we use in our kitchen today that were also used in ancient Greece, and that includes a lot of spices, herbs, nuts. And what I'm also doing is giving little mythological stories about these ingredients and, you know, whether they were related to a particular ancient Greek god. And then some of the healing properties and what people and therapists such as Hippocrates and Theophrastus and Dioscorides, what they actually use them to heal. I want people to start going back into the kitchen and not just looking at ingredients as if, oh, it's something that I'm just going to eat for sustenance, but also this is something that I'm going to have that's going to heal a particular part of my body.
I love that you speak about specific herbs. Like, I never knew the healing properties of dill.
Yeah. So every single herb has you know, different stories. So for example, people know in general that greens are good for us, including herbs. Because, you know, they're sort of, you know, detoxifying. They help detoxify the blood and the body and so on. But they don't know about particular things. So, for example, you mentioned dill. You know, dill, you know, was used to alleviate, you know, like if you've got a little upset tummy. You know, it was also used as an oil to soothe muscles. So, you know, it was rubbed on athletes, you know, after they were running or doing some strenuous exercise. So I think it's important for people to know this because we live in a world where there are so many sick people and we're, you know, the majority are running for tablets and quick fixes. And I'm saying to people, well, why don't we use some of the ingredients that we already have in our kitchen to supplement what your doctor is giving you?
Yeah, no, and I love the advice. I mean, almonds to encourage sleep. And then, of course, we're definitely coming up on grilling season, and I would love to talk halloumi. I love halloumi. I don't think it's used enough. And you char-grill halloumi in grape leaves. Give us a little background.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, grape leaves are also a very ancient Greek tradition. The tradition of stuffing has its origins in ancient Greece. So they used to stuff everything in different leaves, whether it's kale leaves, lettuce leaves, vine leaves. It just made it easier for them to consume the food. So they used to mash a lot of foods and then sort of, you know, wrap them up in various leaves or put them in, you know, in various vegetables such as onions, which, you know, did exist in ancient Greece, not, however, tomatoes and so on. So vine leaves I'm very passionate about, especially during the summertime because they're in season, but you can buy them in jars nowadays. So I thought, why not wrap the beautiful halloumi cheese and, of course, add some beautiful herbs and olive oil and so on to that to flavor it. And then char-grill it on the barbie and then, of course, you know, squeeze, you know, some lemon juice again up the top. And it all melts and gets really gooey inside. And then the beautiful vine leaves all crisp up. So you've got a beautiful texture. And it's almost like a halloumi vine leaf sandwich, to be honest with you, on the barbecue.
Mm.
So, and it's presentation-wise, it's really quite beautiful and pretty as well.
I love the idea of adding a Greek taste to the backyard barbecue for summer. And halloumi is a wonderful way to do it. And I find it readily available today as well, which is wonderful.
Absolutely. And I just want to add, if you don't have halloumi, I've actually done it with feta as well.
Ah.
And it works just as nice.
How
Different texture, of course, different taste. But you could put feta cheese and do the same thing to that same recipe.
Oh, perfect. Okay, and then leave us, if you would, with the story of Plaky Barbuni. This is definitely richly memorized from your childhood growing up, yes?
Yeah, there were a lot of funny stories in my book, yeah. So basically, you know, my grandmother was obsessed, you know, with fresh seafood, and, you know, my uncles were fishermen, but on a particular day she wanted red mullet, a particular, you know, fish that you can sometimes get here in New York and right around America.
Sure.
So I thought I'd be really smart, and instead of sort of, you know, going to my uncles to get, you know, the fish, as I normally would, I thought, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to fish it myself. So I saw on my way to the port, that there was this beautiful box. So I thought, oh, this could be my boat. So I took the boat, the so-called boat, down to the little beach that was next to the port. And I thought, well, I'm going to paddle out there and I'm going to catch the fish. You know, when you're really young, you think you can do everything. Anyway, to my surprise, I got into lots of trouble because someone was down at the beach and said to me, where did you get this? And I said, over there where the crosses are. And he said, this is not a boat. This is an actual coffin. We're just about to have a funeral up there. So as a child, I didn't know that that was a cemetery. I didn't know that that was a coffin. Because, you know, they used to just nail planks of wood, you see, those days. It's not like these coffins we see today. So I was in lots of trouble from my grandmother, not to mention the local priest, who was also my teacher. But nevertheless, that memory hasn't left me, and I think it emphasizes the obsession of, you know, having fresh ingredients and how obsessed my family was.
Yes, and an indelible memory, and I love that this beautiful stuffed fish came from that experience and that it is a staple on your dinner table today. The book is so passionate, and it is beautifully photographed, so kudos to you. It is called My Greek Family Table, a personal invitation to experience the depth and flavor of Greek cooking. You can follow Maria Bernardis, pardon me, at Greekalicious.nyc, and you can find her new book release entitled My Greek Family Table, available everywhere. Maria, it was a pleasure. I hope you'll come back and share more great Greek cuisine with us again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chef Jamie.
Yes, my pleasure.
You.
Thank you for being here. As the delicious conversation continues, we'll dip our toes into the culinary pool more when we get back right after this. Chef Jamie Gwen here. So you need a loaf of bread for lunches or maybe chicken or steaks for Mother's Day tonight? Well, it's a good thing Smart and Final has you covered, right? You may know Smart and Final as that place where you stock up, but today they are so much more. You see, there is a store in your neighborhood where you can find farmers market freshness, more club sizes than the club store, and prices up to 25% lower than supermarkets. That place is Smart and Final. At Smart and Final and Smart and Final Extra stores, you get it all. You get everything you need, high quality foods, and everything you need to set it up and clean it up for family dinners and weekend parties. You also get organics. You'll find locally sourced products. And there's some really cool gourmet stuff that you just can't find anywhere else. And to top it all off, you get value, convenience, and quality without a membership card at your neighborhood Smart and Final store. So if you're looking for a better supermarket, you should skip the supermarket and go to a Smart and Final store. You'll get real savings of up to 25% off every day, and you can shop it all at the ultimate warehouse and supermarket. This week, you'll find exceptional values at Smart and Final, like fresh Jennie-O ground turkey, 16-ounce packages are just $2.47 per pound, and juicy tangerines in a 3-pound bag are $3.99 each. Find a store near you at smartandfinal.com.
So, good news and bad news. First, the bad news. LAUSD gets a big, fat F. Our students, 2/3 don't meet math or English standards. And graduates, half don't qualify for Cal State or UC schools. So what's the good news? Nick Melvoin is running for school board. Melvoin was born in LA, Harvard educated, taught middle school English in Watts, and is endorsed by the LA Times. He'll bring back vocational programs, art, and music. More resources for students and teachers, less downtown bureaucracy. Vote Nick Melvoin for school board on May 16th. He's good news for LA kids. Paid for by Parent Teacher Alliance in support of Melvoin for School Board 2017. Sponsored by and major funding by CCSA Advocates Independent Expenditure Committee. Not authorized or controlled by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Hey, Leanne Tweeden here. The days are getting longer, warmer, and summer's pretty much here. It's that time when everyone and everything goes crazy. And that's what happened to my sewer line. 3 hours before a dinner party, it clogged and water backed up into the sinks. Fortunately, I knew who to call. SoCal Plumbers 911, the referral service for the very best plumbers. And here's how to get in touch. Go to SoCalPlumbers911.com or call 877-PLUMBER. They're offering $50 off your entire bill just to try them out. For any plumbing problem, remember SoCalPlumbers911.com or 877-PLUMBER.
Norm's has two ways to make your mouth water.
Enjoy your SoCal Day Sunny Side Up with Norm's Sirloin Steak and Eggs. Two eggs, two hotcakes, hash browns, and steaks. Sunny, sunny, sunny. Starting at $8.99. Served all day.
Or stack up your rack with Norm's Baby Back Ribs. Three-course rib dinners with golden fried shrimp, crispy chicken tenders, or juicy sirloin steak.
Oh, baby.
Starting at $11.99. Soup and salad included. Served all day.
Norm's is SoCal.
Norm's Restaurants, where life happens 24/7.
NormsRestaurants.com.
Wake up with Doug McIntyre in the morning.
Story that everybody is concerned about. This is one that's kept me up nights, many nights, and I'm sure it has you as well. Is Richard Simmons a lady? Well, let's get into this. Here is our very own Jim Roop. Good morning, Mr. Roop.
Good morning.
McIntyre in the morning. Now with Leanne Tweeden News. 5 to 10 on KABC.
This is a place for people who love to eat and read all about it. Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen in your radio. Have you ever wanted to make a huge life-changing move to the middle of the woods to cook and forage and raise chickens? Doesn't it sound so appealing? Well, the very brave Amy Thielen did just that. In her new memoir entitled Give a Girl a Knife, she shares her journey from the intoxicating world of New York City fine dining, where she worked as a high-profile chef, back to her rural Midwestern roots. It's a captivating read, a vivid look into the restaurant world from a cook's perspective, and I'm very delighted to share Amy's story with you. Amy Thielen is the author of the James Beard Award-winning The New Midwestern Table and the host of Heartland Table on Food Network, which we love. She is calling in live from Park Rapids, Minnesota, and she's here to dish. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Jamie.
Glad to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yes, and congratulations. It's a very honest, beautiful memoir. And I love that you're telling your story. Yes, congratulations to you, because I know it's getting a lot of acclaim having just released. Tell the story. You were raised in Minnesota. You rose up the culinary ranks. You worked for very celebrated New York City chefs. And then you decided to move back to live near the nation's largest French fry factory, right?
That is correct. I always just kind of found it funny after working in fine dining in New York City, and then I would come home and you're met when you drive into town with this, you know, the agricultural machine, you know, the smell of fries frying in oil. I always found that just a funny image. But yeah, that's where I grew up. I grew up at a town in a town called Park Rapids, where I live now. And it's at the very top of the Mississippi in northern Minnesota. It's a small place, about like 3,000 people, a tourist town.
Wow.
You know, the food was good here, but not like the way, not the stuff I cooked in New York.
No, no doubt. Are you completely off the grid where you live now? I mean, I've watched the show. I love it. You're wonderfully rustic. But how rustic is it?
Mm-hmm. We used to be off the grid.
You did.
After I graduated from college, my husband, Aaron, and I, and we were just dating then, we moved up here to this cabin. He built our house, and it was
very simple.
It was just one room. It was a very tall, simple cabin with no running water, no electricity. We didn't have a phone at first. We didn't have refrigeration the first year.
Oh, you are a far bigger woman than I. You really are braver and bolder. Yes. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, I mean, I wasn't really very crunchy. I mean, it was a big surprise to everybody. I mean, even myself, that I moved out into the woods like that, you know? I think it was because I was more of like a, I don't know, a mall girl. You know what I mean? I wasn't really very nature friendly. But really, I came here because I don't know, I really was excited about growing a garden and living just way out, you know. It didn't really feel like my hometown because we live 25 minutes from it. And it's a different community here. It's very rural. It's really tiny, and you know, people really help each other. And back in those days, we didn't have any of the amenities, and people would just stop by and, you know, bring parts for old things that we needed. You know, they'd bring us kerosene lanterns and all kinds of like old-timey stuff they had in their garages that we put to really honestly good use.
Yeah, but I love that. Today, those things are called vintage. Right?
I know.
Yes.
We were so upset when all of the thrift stores went on eBay and learned how to charge the real price for everything they had.
Oh, I could imagine. Okay, so how long, I mean, tell a brief story, because the book is captivating, as I mentioned. I can't wait to finish it. But you spent some time there, and then what propelled you to New York City?
Yeah, so we lived here for 3 years without, you know, any modern amenities. And then, you know, I was cooking at a diner on Main Street here in Park Rapids, a German diner, and just a short order cook, and I loved it so much. I just loved, you know, even though the food wasn't great, it was just like I loved working in the kitchen. And so then, you know, one day in the fall, Aaron and I, we just decided to move to New York City. It was really sudden like that, and within 3 weeks, we were there.
Amazing.
And I went to culinary school, and he's an artist. He's a sculptor. And so Aaron started working as an art handler and still made his work, and we just did it.
You definitely
did. It was really sudden.
And then you did it big. You learned lessons from Daniel Boulud, David Boulay, John George.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you...
Well, you know, I think it was my naivete that really landed me in those kitchens. Because I really honestly didn't know who they were. Not really.
I didn't understand. I think that's a very humble statement. I mean, I credit you for that. But I think that is full of humility. You didn't quite know them, but they knew your talent.
Well, I mean, maybe not at first, but they knew I was a hard worker.
Yes.
You know, I could have had a hustle, that kind of, you know, Midwestern work ethic.
Sure.
But I really, honestly, like, that naivete was a beautiful thing because, you know, I feel like it's eroded since then,
yes.
But it's a really good place to be, to not be afraid, you know? Mm-hmm. I wasn't afraid to do any of those things because I didn't really quite understand the context. Later on, when I knew where I was, it became, you know, a little bit more nerve-wracking in a way.
Oh, I could
But in the beginning, I was just throwing myself into it, and I was just consumed by, like, the sights and the sounds and the colors of the kitchen. It was really a beautiful time.
Oh, I can only fantasize about that because I think there is an innocence to it. If you would, tell us what your take is on the Midwestern palate today. Has it elevated since you left New York and came back?
Oh, yes.
Oh, good.
So much. It really has changed. I mean, for one thing, I mean, you're talking about two different worlds. There's the rural world in which I live, and then there are the cities where, you know, I go to Minneapolis a lot.
Hmm.
And in Minneapolis, we have a huge restaurant explosion and a lot of talent and amazing food. And in the rural areas, it's still trickling up, too. It's trickling down, trickling up, you know. It's happening. And I think it's because of the Internet mostly. But I also think that, you know, the American regional cuisines, they're still very young.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, they are.
And they're still, it's like, I remember when I came back here and having been in New York and having seen really the heights of, you know, arty contemporary cooking. You know, we did like tweezer food. It was tasting menus. It was beautiful. And I came back here and there wasn't any of that, obviously, but the raw materials here are just top.
Oh, no doubt.
Especially if you grow all your stuff and you have, you know, neighbors who raise pigs and
chickens,
cows and chickens.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So how do I make my fried onion dip taste like your fried onion dip from your recipe?
You have to take it to the brink of burnt.
Okay. This is like the hit of the Internet. I mean, not only is everyone talking about the new book, but this fried onion dip recipe of yours is very sought after. Can you teach us in a quick minute?
Sure.
Thank you.
For that, I really do. I rely on one thing from my fine cooking days, and that's clarified butter.
Okay.
I mean, nobody should be scared off by clarified butter. It's so easy to make.
I agree.
But you kind of need it, or you can buy ghee
yes.
at the store, but you kind of need it so that you can fry the onions properly and give them a really dark crust.
Okay. And then
so
the dip itself?
So you fry the onions in the clarified butter. And then I deglaze it with a little bit of vermouth and I think some white wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pile that onto a cutting board, chop it, mix in just a little bit of honey and sour cream. And something about it, it's just very addictive.
Hmm.
And the recipe online and in my book makes, you know, a decent amount. But I would say always double it. You might as well.
I was going to say enough for one. Just enough for one. That's right. That's exactly. And a very happy Sunday to you, right?
It looks kind of like a blizzard.
Ah.
So, like a Dairy Queen blizzard.
So ever representing Minnesota. I love that. You know, we've all read wonderful chef memoirs. What makes yours different is that you are a chef and a writer. And it is a rare and wonderful read. So congratulations once
Thank
again.
You.
Yes, continued success to you. I know a book tour is just starting for you. So, of course, Give a Girl a Knife has just released the memoir written by Amy Thielen, where you can learn more and follow Amy's whereabouts and adventures at amythielen.com. And then you want to follow her, of course, at Amy Rose Thielen on Instagram and Twitter so that you, too, can see and taste her daily dish. Amy, I hope our paths cross again. Congratulations and thank you for sharing your story.
Yeah, it was so fun talking to you. I hope we can hang out sometime.
I would love that. Thank you. I would love it. Thank you for being here. As the delicious conversation continues, we do have the greatest culinary thinkers on this show, and there is more fabulous food in your radio right after this.
Whether you need bananas for lunch, tri-tip for dinner, or party goods for the weekend, you'll find everything you need at Smart & Final. Smart & Final has the low prices of a Walmart, the big sizes of a Costco without the membership fees, plus the freshness of your local supermarket. Smart & Final. Warehouse prices, big and small sizes.
It's time to commit to your weight loss goals. iRemove can help. This powerful weight loss supplement is unlike anything else on the market. iRemove has been scientifically proven to help people lose up to 3 times more weight than dieting alone. It's simple to use, offers great flexibility, and it works with a gentle plant-based action so it won't harm your body with ongoing use. iRemove provides real weight loss for real life. Visit BMISmart.com and learn how iRemove can support and multiply your weight loss efforts.
Right now at the Home Depot, pros can save up to 20% on bulk price shingles or up to 30% on bulk price insulation. If you're buying a lot of either one, those are some pretty hefty savings. But we don't stop there. With next day job site delivery, you won't have to wait long or choose in-store pickup, and you won't have to wait at all. Save a whole lot of time and money with bulk pricing on shingles and insulation now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. See store for details. U.S. and Guam only.
New American Funding is the number one independent purchase lender in all of Southern California.
We're Rick and Patty Arviello, owners of New American Funding. And our great family of loan officers work with the best real estate agents to help thousands of Southern California residents achieve the dream of home ownership.
More Southern California residents trust us to provide great rates and programs and close their loan on time.
And we're the number one purchase lender to Hispanic families, too. Y como Latina, esta es mi misión personal.
Thank you, Southern California, for making New American Funding number one.
At New American Funding, our goal is simple, to save you money. Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933, 800-963-4933, or visit newamericanfunding.com.
Number one ranking among independent non-bank lenders is based on 2016 overall combined purchase volume for Southern California counties. Licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. License NMLS number 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Your source for breaking news. Live and local. KABC.
Learn all the right moves from my kitchen to yours. Welcome back, Chef Jamie Gwen, in your radio. So I have a confession to make. I'm not a vegetarian. I love a good steak. I eat duck whenever I can. And I happen to crave a grilled pork chop. But when I eat a vegetarian meal, I feel really good. David Frankel and his wife, Louise Veendale, are all about feeling good. Their recipes are deeply focused on seasonal vegetables and well-being without restricting the pleasures in life. This husband and wife duo is the brains and the beauty behind the popular and award-winning blog Green Kitchen Stories, and they are four-time published cookbook authors with a massive international following. Their new book just released here in the U.S. It is entitled Green Kitchen at Home. It is a gorgeous nod to vegetarian recipes from the heart of their Stockholm kitchen. And David is here to dish all about it. I'm very glad to have you. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, of course. The photos, David, along with the recipes, they come to life on the pages. Really, truly beautiful. Congratulations. This was another baby for you. An extraordinary work, right? And you do revel in the fact that you have four cookbooks together and your wife still love each other and are still married.
Yeah, it's a miracle. I'm not sure how it happens, but it's writing a cookbook together can be a super intense process.
Yes.
And raising children at the same time, it's just crazy. But I guess we were lucky to find each other, and it's just been a perfect match.
Yes, and your success continues to grow. I know that what you cook at home and dinners and your daily curry and the dal, they all make their way into your blog and into your books. I feel like I was sort of brought into your home in reading through this new book, like I was there in the kitchen.
I'm glad you say that. That was just our intention.
Yes, and Louise was holding a big bowl and mixing the salad with the savory granola. We'll get to that. But it's the spring season, and I know you rejoice in that in Stockholm when it turns less gray and dark. So what are you cooking now? What's at the market?
So now it's just everything is just starting to come alive. We've got some fresh spinach coming, beetroots, carrots, and it's you know, it's brighter outside, and everyone is just more happy. So now it's one of our favorite seasons.
Yes, I thought we could spend a day together in a matter of 10 minutes, if that's all right.
Sounds wonderful.
I wish that Louise was here. And so we should start at breakfast, because I understand the both of you are mad about breakfast, and you give a take on a proper English breakfast vegetarian style in the book, which looks luscious to me.
Yeah, well, that's you know, in we travel a lot, and every time we've been to London, they do the full English breakfast, and it's it's bacon and it's very, very rich. So we wanted to do something that had the same vegetable savory feeling, but much, much fresher. So we do it with sweet potatoes, some sliced raw apples in there, and then some fried eggs and kale, mushrooms. It's really good. And then use a little bit of some spicy sauce on top. You can use chili sauce or even ketchup or Korean gochujang sauce if you want.
Do you use a lot of gochujang in Stockholm?
I do because I love it.
Yes, me too.
But it's not super common. It's something that we keep at home. But in this book, we've actually tried to keep it super simple. So whenever we use an ingredient that might be hard to find in a regular supermarket, we say, well, if you can't find this, use that. If it's not seasoned for this, try this instead.
Yeah, nice substitute. I love the combination of the sweet potato and the apple, and serving it family style in the skillet is just so beautiful. Like, that screams brunch to me. Invite your friends over and show off a vegetarian brunch. Then, of course, we should move on to lunch. Because, you know, cauliflower rice is very hot in the U.S., but you take it to a whole new level. You make a mushroom and cauliflower rice sushi roll that I can't wait to try.
Yeah. Well, you know, cooking sushi rice is quite
the challenge.
Quite a challenge. Yes. It takes some time and you have to do it right. Well, making a cauliflower sushi rice is so much easier. You just steam the, you just pour some water over the cauliflower rice. And cauliflower rice is obviously, it's cauliflower mixed in a food processor until you have like small rice-like consistency. And then we add like classic sushi flavoring to it. So some rice vinegar, maple syrup, sesame oil, and a little bit of tahini as well.
I like that you pour boiling water over it just to take away the texture, but not to soften it too much.
No, exactly. And also a little bit of the raw cauliflower can, you know, it can smell a bit. So we wanted it to take away that smell and just give it, make it a bit fresher.
Very smart. And it presents so beautifully. It resembles sushi. You wouldn't know it till you picked it up. But again, totally vegetarian.
Yeah, and much quicker, as I said.
And much easier. Yeah, that is a winning recipe, I have to agree. I want to make 50 Shades of Green for dinner. That looks so good.
and also so easy. You know what I love about that recipe in particular is that you can use that recipe as a base. So it's simply green vegetables, some onion, broccoli, zucchini, green peas, which also are coming in season now.
Yes.
And then you pour some coconut milk or coconut cream on top, a little bit of white wine in there as well to give it a nice flavor. And then what you can do is you can go either direction. You can do it Asian, adding some lemongrass to it. You can add basil, make it Italian with serving it with pasta. So you can go a lot of different directions with this recipe.
I would love if you would wax poetic and talk to us about savory granola. You and Louise say that it's salad's best friend.
Well, it changed to... I wouldn't say that it changed our lives. Maybe it's a bit of an exaggeration. But what it has changed is the way we cook when we make salads. You know, when you make a salad, you can feel that you don't just want the greens in there. You want something nourishing. You want something crunchy. And this granola, savory granola, it solves it all.
It has.
So it's the same. You use the same method as doing a sweet breakfast granola, but instead of pouring too much sweetener on it, we mix it with some mustard and add some fresh herbs to it and a little bit of orange juice as well. And then when you bake it and then you top, you can top it on everything. You can top it on breakfast if you do a savory breakfast. You can top it on that. You can top it on salads. You can have it on soups. And it just adds crunch. And we make it with sunflower seeds and hazelnuts and then some oats. So, but you can basically use whatever seeds or nuts you'd like.
Yeah, texturally, it has to add a whole new depth of flavor to a salad. Yeah. And to keep it in a jar and have it on hand, I could understand the appeal.
Yeah, it's so simple to make, mm-hmm. and then you'll just thank yourself when you reach for that jar.
Yes, and then we should finish with shattered blueberry yogurt cake, please.
I'd love to finish with that.
I love that you make this lovely cake, and then you break it into pieces and scatter it. There's something so rustic about it. You scatter it over a platter and drizzle yogurt with a lemon zest and fresh blueberries over the top, right? And some whipped cream.
I think it's something forbidden. You have a beautifully baked yogurt cake, basically.
Yes.
And then you shatter it. But what I love about shattering it, it makes for a unique presentation. But also, what it does is when you serve it, instead of like cutting equal parts, it's almost like a lottery when you reach for and grab for a piece, and you don't know if you're getting a big piece or a small piece. So it's a fun way of serving it as well.
Definitely. The beauty of a spoon bread. I love that.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations.
And I must say, this is a lot healthier than your average cake.
You've got
oats in there, almond flour, rice flour.
Nice.
And it's sweetened with just maple syrup.
Mm.
But it's so good.
It's
one of our top favorite cakes.
Well, congratulations to you on another award-winning cake, another truly accomplished cookbook. It is really very inspiring to me. The photographs are sensational. The recipes are appealing, and I can't wait to cook from it. David Frankel, of course, and Louise Vindahl are the faces and the talent behind the hugely successful blog Green Kitchen Stories. They won the Savour Best Special Diets Blog Award. Louise is a qualified nutritionist, and of course, she and David cook together at greenkitchenstories.com. The new book has just released, entitled Green Kitchen at Home, Quick and Healthy Vegetarian Food for Every Day. And you will want to add this book to your collection. David, I hope next time you're in the States, you stop by again. I wish you safe travels back to Stockholm, and please keep cooking and sharing the beauty of what you and Louise do so well.
Thank you. And next time you're in Stockholm, you stop by our house.
I would love that.
For real.
A shattered cake, please.
I'll do that.
Okay, very good. Thank you again. And so that brings us to the end of another hour of scintillating conversation. I do hope that I delivered some deliciousness to your day. And don't worry, if you happen to have missed a show, there's much to learn. You will find my podcasts posted on iTunes, Feedburner, and Blueberry, and a direct link at chefjamie.com. I'll leave you with my last bite for the hour, my last ounce or tidbit of gastronomic inspiration. Oh, you are going to love this cake. And by the way, it has only 3 ingredients. This would be a perfect afternoon treat to make with the kids just in time to celebrate Mom for Mother's Day this evening. This 3-ingredient pineapple cake is made simply with 2 cups of self-rising flour, a cup of superfine sugar, and 2 8-ounce cans of crushed pineapple in juice with the juice added. All you do is grease a loaf tin. You mix all the ingredients together. You pour it into that loaf pan, and you bake it for about an hour. It's really quite brilliant. And by the way, don't fret, because if you don't have superfine sugar, which dissolves so nicely in this particular cake recipe, you can make it yourself. You just put granulated sugar into the food processor and pulse, pulse, pulse. I will post my 3-ingredient pineapple recipe on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, where you can find my daily dish at Chef Jamie Gwen. And I will meet you here next Sunday for much more fabulous food in your radio. I thank you for listening. A very happy Mother's Day to all. I'm Chef Jamie Gwen signing off, and I hope you continue to eat well.